This is Christy Portillo speaking prayers for spiritual growth by Dr. K. Olakoya, written by prayer team. In Jesus' name, make these confessions out loud to establish your identity in Christ Jesus. As you pray these prayer points for spiritual growth, the Holy Spirit will draw you into a deeper and fulfilling relationship with Christ. In Jesus' name. I am not what the world thinks or says I am. I am not what the devil or the kingdom of darkness says, imagines, or has designed me to be. I am not the picture of what my idolatrous forefathers wished I should be. I am not what the unregenerate mind of any friend thinks I am. I am not what my father and mother think or want me to be. I am not what my village wickedness, household wickedness, and environmental wickedness want me to be. I am not a picture of what the national economy and institutionalized wickedness has restructured the people to be. I am not what I think I am. I am what the Word of God says I am. I am an express image of Jehovah God on earth. I am fashioned after the likeness of the Creator of heaven and earth. I am regenerated by the blood of Jesus. I am ransomed from the powers of death and hell. I am blood washed. I am redeemed. I am justified by Christ. I am made to be the righteousness of God through Christ. I am a believer of the word of truth. I am born again. I am heaven bound. My citizenship is in heaven. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places far above principality and powers. I am a priest and a king ordained by Christ to rule here on earth. I am the fear and the dread of God against the kingdom of darkness. I am a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. I am built up together and attached with other children of God into a holy habitation of God. The Word of God says, I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am a chosen generation and a peculiar person to the nation. I am special in the sight of God. The Bible says, because I believe and receive Jesus Christ, power has been given to me to become a son of God, and I am empowered to trample upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. I am empowered to use the name of Jesus to cast out demons and heal the sick. I am empowered to bind, to loose, and to decree things. And the Bible says, wherever my voice is heard, no one can ask me why. I do these things, for my voice is the voice of a king that is full of authority. I am commanded and empowered by my God to subdue and exercise dominion. For I am made a little lower than the angels, and God has crowned me with glory and honor, and has also made me to have dominion over all the work of his hands. The devil that was against my authority as a God's representative on earth has been destroyed by Christ, and once again, the keys of the kingdom of heaven are given to me, and because I am a member of the body of Christ, which is the church, the gates of hell cannot prevail against me. I am a branch in the vine. Jesus Christ is the true vine because I abide in him. I am full of the fruit of the Spirit. I am full of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Because the grace of God is upon my life as the light of His glory. I am full of divine favor. I am a partaker of all heaven's spiritual blessings. I am an overcomer. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. In faith, I overcome ungodly worry, anxiety, heaviness of spirit, sorrow, depression, lust of the eyes, and lust of the flesh. In faith, I have overcome all the tricks of the devil, for it is written, greater is Jesus Christ that dwells in me than the devil that is in this world. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. In righteousness, I am established. I am far from oppression, for I shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near me. The Lord shall cover me with His feathers, because I have made Him my dwelling place. Evil shall not befall me. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and surely the Lord will always deliver me from the snare of the fowlers. God has made me a beneficiary of divine health through the stripes that were laid on Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, I have right standing with God. Through Jesus Christ, I have access to the throne of grace to find peace with God. I have prosperity, for God will no longer withhold any good thing from me. I have spoken with a tongue of the learned, and it is written, I shall be justified by the words of my mouth. I ask that the word of God I have confessed begin to transform me to the original image God designed me to be in His book. I ask that the blood of Jesus wipe away every mark of reproach, whether physical or spiritual. I ask for the blood of Jesus to erase every evil and negative name I was ever called. I nullify every negative report ever made about me. I cease to be a picture of failure. I cease to be abased, rejected, forsaken, desolate, and downcast. I begin to manifest expressly every good thing God has written about me in His book. I begin to look fearfully and wonderfully made. I begin to operate at the head and not the tail. I begin to be a true worshiper of Jehovah El Shaddai, and I begin from now to continually praise Him and confess positively. Hallelujah. I seal these mighty confessions, declarations, O God, in the blood of Jesus Christ, and decree and declare they are manifested here on the earth. Even as I have spoken them, God, I decree it. Oh God, let it be so, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.